أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلا إنهم عن ربهم يومئذ لمحجوبون ثم إنهم لصالوا الجحيم ثم يقال هذا الذي كنتم به تكذبون. In the previous ayats we read that the gunas that a person commits that makes the heart black, and as the heart, when the heart unfortunately becomes completely black, then whatever nur is made to be shined on it, it does not reflect anything whatsoever. Then a person doesn't understand so much so what is right and wrong. In fact, he reaches the stage where he sees the right as wrong and the wrong as right. And unfortunately, perhaps today we are very much involved in that. What are the right things? We regard them as wrong, and they are proved to be wrong. And what are the wrong things? They are proved to be right. Which as the Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, says, when a person starts taking food as poison, and he takes poison as food, what hope is there for the recovery of such a person? When he takes poison as medicine, and he takes medicine to be poison, then what recovery is there? No hope of the recovery of such a person. Today, because of our sin, many things that which are totally right, but we regard them as wrong, and which are absolutely haram and wrong, but we regard them as right, and we prove them right also. So sins are those terrible things which are our worst enemies in every way, and it blackens the heart, and then a person can't think right, he can't see right also. Further, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says that one of the punishments, the most severe punishment that the people of Jahannam will be given, the non-believers, Kalla innahum ar rabbihim yawma idhil lamahjubun. Koi nahi, wo apne rab se us din rok diye jayenge. That all these other punishments will be in their place, but the worst punishment will be that when they will be deprived of seeing Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. And on the other hand, the greatest ni'mat for the people of Jannah will be that when they will see Allah Ta'ala. For us to understand this, we might think, what is the great benefit, what really is there in seeing Allah? We want Jannah and the ni'mats of Jannah. All the fruit and food and enjoyment and the hurul een of Jannah. If we get that, we might think that that is sufficient for us. But to understand it according to our thinking, as it comes in the Hadith Sharif also, a time will come when people will make woman their qibla. In other words, their whole life will be just around woman all the time. And perhaps we are living in that time when everything, anything that is to be advertised is also with a picture of a woman. And unfortunately a naked woman, whether it is anything, the woman is used. And women feel they got their freedom, but they don't realize that how they have been deprived of their freedom and how they are being used. Anyway, if a person wants to get married and he comes to know she's the most beautiful woman in the world. In fact, there wasn't a woman as beautiful as her. And together with that, she is in every way, she is perfect. Her character, her modesty, her kindness, how she cooks, how she walks, how she behaves, everything is of the most greatest beauty. And you get married to this woman. When she comes to you, she's in hijab, she's got a niqab on her. Now everything and she doesn't want to lift her niqab. Then how will you feel? You know that she's so beautiful, everything, but you're not getting a glimpse of her. And when she, on the other hand, that for who she lifts her niqab, for that husband, how happy doesn't he get? So Allah, who is the fountain source of all beauty, whatever beauty we can think of in any way, Allah is the creator of that beauty. So what is the beauty of Allah Ta'ala? So when a person will just get the glimpse, today when we get a glimpse of an icon, we get the glimpse of anything in sports, in the film industry, in music, somebody who is regarded as somebody great, and you just get a glimpse of that person, how happy you feel. So just to get a glimpse of Allah Ta'ala, that will be the greatest joy. And then another aspect is when Allah is pleased with a person and Allah Ta'ala shows His pleasure. Allah the greatest, and He is pleased with a person. And for this, the great sacrifices which the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam made, so much so that they were sawn in half, their body was cut into half, and they endured all this for the pleasure of Allah. And many other sacrifices. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what sacrifices? So what won't they be given by Allah Ta'ala? For Allah's sake, they endured all this. Then we find in the later times, the great imams of fiqh, whose janazas went out from the jail, they went to jail for the pleasure of Allah. They died in the jails for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And all along the corridor of history of Islam, what great. So on the day of Qiyamah, not only will they see Allah and get that pleasure, but Allah will be pleased with them also. So on the other side, the non-believers, they will be totally deprived of this. Forget Allah being pleased, Allah will be most displeased with them. And together with that, they won't even get a glimpse of Allah Ta'ala. That will be the worst punishment for them, that they won't even get a glimpse of Allah Ta'ala. And then other punishment, ثُمَّ إِنَّهُمْ لَصَالُ الْجَحِيمِ پھر مقرر وہ گرنے والے ہیں دوزخ میں. And then they are going to fall into the fire of Jahannam. One was that they were deprived of even seeing Allah on the day of judgment. And then they were, so there will be no question for the non-believers to ever see Allah Ta'ala. And now they will suffer the physical pain in the fire of Jahannam. Yeah, they said they will fall into the fire of Jahannam. In other places they will be put together, hummed together. Like for example, we want to sweep a place. We gather all the dirt in one place and then we pick it up. So they will be all hummed together in one place and then they will be thrown headlong into the fire of Jahannam. And then even more, that was the one great punishment, that they won't get a glimpse of Allah Ta'ala. The pleasure of Allah is out of the question. Then that they will be put into the fire of Jahannam. And then psychologically again, another punishment that will be given to them. ثُمَّ يُقَالْ هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ. پھر کہا جائے گا, یہ وہی ہے جس کو تم جھوٹ جانتے تھے. This is the same thing which you, your whole life, you should say it's a lie. There is nothing like Jannat and Jahannam. There is nothing like the life of the Akhirat, life in the Qabr. And not only that you said it does not exist, but you made big jokes about it. That for example, somebody spies, oh, he's making his Jannat. Or somebody just wants to stay away from a son, oh, he wants to stay away from Jahannam. In other words, making a joke out of about it, then on that day, it will be said, now, this is that same thing you used to deny, and the same thing used to make a joke about it. Now go and suffer in it, and suffer in it forever. How much we have to make effort to save ourselves. Allah gave us iman on the plate, and we have to protect this iman and go with this iman from this dunya. May Allah be kind to us, preserve our iman, our children's iman, all, everyone. And we must have this for the non-believers, that Allah bless them also with iman. And we must stay away from sin also. Kufr and shirk are the worst gunas, but every other guna also we should stay away from totally. And then we have a wonderful passage to the mercy and the kindness, and we will see Allah. Allah will be pleased with us. May Allah bless us with those diamonds.